gaan we in het Engels verder. Dat doe ik niet van. So this interview will be in English. Melanie, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you very well. So I might be asking you to repeat the questions.
Is that okay, Jan? Okay, so could you tell us where you are at the moment?
Where are we? Well, I'm on the Greenpeace ship Arctic Sunrise. We are in a place called Kangerlussuaq Fjord, which is on the east coast of Greenland, and we have scientists on board our ship who are studying the Kangerlussuaq Glacier, which is one of the fastest moving glaciers in Greenland, and that shows that it's been reacting to climate change. What they're looking at is the interaction between the warmer ocean waters that are coming in contact with the glacier, and then trying to measure how the glacier is reacting to those warmer waters.
So, and how long have you been in this area?
Well, we have been in East Greenland only for about 2 weeks, but this ship has been in Greenland since mid-June. This is actually a three-month expedition. We're on the third of four legs, and what we're trying to do is look at the impacts of climate change here in the Arctic. The main mission here is to show that the impacts of climate change on the ground are happening much faster than what scientists are predicting. Basically, scientists' worst-case scenarios for how climate change is going to impact the Arctic are not bad enough. And what we want to show heads of state is that there's a very urgent need for deep and mandatory reductions in greenhouse gas emissions in the upcoming climate summit in Copenhagen this December.
So you are going to present the results of your expedition there, I suppose.
Yeah, well, actually, the scientists, they've been so busy collecting data that once they start actually crunching their data, if we can release some of their data from the ship, we'll do that. But we'll certainly be bringing these results to the Copenhagen meeting as well, yes.
More task in the team.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that question, please?
What is your task, what is your function in the team?
That is my function in the team?
Yes. I read that you are the expedition leader, but what does that mean?
Yeah, what it means to be an expedition leader is if you think of a ship has a captain. We have a captain on board, and he runs the way the ship runs. He's in charge of the mates and the bosun and the deckhands and navigation and making sure that the ship gets from point A to point B. My job is to be basically captain of the program.
Hallo? Ja, we zijn ze kwijt. Ik zou opnieuw moeten bellen.
Je moet opnieuw bellen. Goed. Naar het Iridium. Voilà.
Een streepje muziek?
Een streepje bokkerie. Hallo? Ja, dus, is dat hoor. Dat is een delayed response. Dus je moet er rekening mee houden. Hallo?
Hallo. Sorry.
Back again.
Okay, Melanie, we will continue. I was asking what your function was, and I was wondering, have you been leading other expeditions? How long have you been with Greenpeace? What have you been doing with Greenpeace?
Okay, well, I've been with Greenpeace for 21 years, the last 12 of it out of our office in Anchorage, Alaska, pretty much focusing on climate change in the Arctic. And in that time, I've been on six expeditions to the Arctic on this ship, the Arctic Sunrise. Four of them were in Alaska, and one was in Greenland, and this is my second trip to Greenland on this ship. This is my first time as expedition leader, and I'm actually liking it a lot more than I thought I was going to like it. I was actually very afraid to be in charge of everything, but it's actually working quite well, and it's one of those situations where you find out that you actually know a lot more than you thought that you did. And my role on board is basically to be in charge of the campaign, to make sure that the scientists have a platform to conduct their work, to make sure that our national offices around the world receive accurate information about what we're doing on the ship so that they could push it out to their supporters and to the media, to make sure that we're getting good pictures and video and everything else and coordinating with the captain. So it's a big job, but after 21 years in Greenpeace, I finally feel like I'm ready, and I'm really enjoying it and feel very lucky to be here.
So, and talking to the radio is also one of your tasks, then?
Yes, yes. I do spend a lot of time speaking with radio or television or press. We take all of our money that we get from the public and we put it into our campaigns. We don't have advertising budgets. So what we try and do is reach out to the media and have the media send our message for an urgent need for deep and mandatory cuts in greenhouse gas emissions. And that's how we get our message across, and through the web and things like that as well.
How did you end up with Greenpeace? Have you been studying something especially because you wanted to join them, or?
Well, I remember I saw the first Rainbow Warrior in the 1980s when I was a teenager in New York City, which is where I grew up. And I remember looking at the ship and saying, oh my gosh, that is the coolest thing. I can't imagine ever being on a Greenpeace ship like that. And I've always been interested in the environment. I have a university degree in environmental studies. But I thought that I was going to become a lawyer, and I was preparing to go to law school when a friend of mine knocked on my door and told me that there was a Greenpeace protest happening. I was living in San Francisco at the time, and there was a battleship coming into San Francisco Bay with nuclear weapons on it, and he asked me if I wanted to protest. And it appealed to me, and the next thing I knew, I was in a wetsuit jumping in front of this naval ship, and it changed my life. My parents were very unhappy to hear that I wasn't going to go to law school, but I started volunteering for the Greenpeace office in San Francisco, and that was in 1987, and I've been with Greenpeace ever since. And so I just kind of stumbled into it, but it's a really, really good fit. There are amazing people working at Greenpeace. Everyone works really, really hard. We feel, a responsibility to the people who support our work, which is all of your listeners and people around the world. We're funded by the public. And
daar gaat ze weer. Ja. Oké. Okay. Ja. Dat was deel 2 dan, hè? Streepje muziek?
Ja. Ja, iridium blijkt toch ook niet alles te zijn qua techniek, als men ergens ziet.
Ja, waarschijnlijk is dat de...
Kan je nog eens samenvatten eigenlijk, wat dat in het Nederlands zijn? Wat het is?
Ja, dat moet ik doen, hè. Die mevrouw met wie ik aan het praten was, heet Melanie Dutching. Mm-hmm. Die is al een goeie 20 jaar met Greenpeace en die is expeditieleider momenteel aan boord van de Arctic Sunrise. Mm-hmm. Wat vroeger een schip was, heb ik gevonden, dat werd gebruikt voor de zeehondenjacht.
Aha.
Ja, en dat hebben ze helemaal herbouwd. En, de thuishaven daarvan is Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. En zij is al een paar keer mee geweest op dat schip, maar deze keer de eerste keer als expeditieleider. En wat ze daar aan het doen zijn, dus ze zijn rond Groenland aan het varen, en ze zijn daar beeldmatig, verslagsmatig aan het constateren wat de impact is van de klimaatverandering, van de opwarming, en dat dat toch wel sneller gaat dan dat men had gehoopt, zal ik maar zeggen.
En het heeft ook een doel, hè? Je begrepen te hebben dat het voor Kopenhagen bestemd is.
Ja. Maar algemeen ook wel, hè? Dat is sensibilisering, ze sturen de hele tijd persberichten uit en zo. Op zo'n persbericht ben ik ook ingesprongen om eens te bellen.
Ja.
En
er zaten ook wetenschappers op, zei ze.
Ja,
dat zijn dan geen Greenpeace-wetenschappers, maar andere.
Dat had ik nog eens moeten vragen, hè.
Ja,
als een telefoon uitvalt. Ja.
Ja, dat is natuurlijk niet zo. Nu, wat klimaat betreft, wil ik ook nog even vermelden, maar misschien zijn er mensen momenteel al aan het inpakken, dat om 2:00 weer zo'n clip wordt opgenomen op het klein strand van Oostende, The Big Ask Again. Dus als u samen met een kleine 6.000 à 10.000 andere mensen in een filmpje wilt meespelen, geregisseerd door Nick Baltazar, dat moet u om 2:00... Ja, die heb ik vorige week geïnterviewd.
Ah, ja, dat is juist.
Ja, dan moet u nu naar Oostende vertrekken. Dus het is een klimaatvol weekend.